Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Welcome back, everyone. We sure appreciate you joining us. Take a listen to this song. Now, that right there tells me that we're dealing with a very unique voice, and I think it's really special. Her name is Mae Simpson. That's right. It is 9 o'clock hour, and it's all about Center Stage, all things arts and entertainment, and this is what we're talking about first. Mae Simpson, who is she? What does she stand for? Many of us may ask those questions, but do we have the right to do it? All I know is that Mae Simpson is Minnesota's award-winning funk, soul, and rock and roll band, known for their raw and powerful performances. She's been at this for a while, and when I first heard the voice, I was so surprised. I smiled. Mae Simpson, welcome to WCCO Radio. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Your speaking voice sounds nothing like your singing voice, as we just heard from the Mini Ha Ha Mama. I love it. It's really cool. What is one of the things that you've heard from your fans that really delights you?
I think it's when people connect to the music in general. I always say once we put it out there, it's not really ours anymore. It's just anybody that needs it at that moment. So the way that they're connecting to it.
Well said. I will say, though, that when you are a singer and a songwriter, those two things don't always go together. Sometimes they collide. And only in the sense of, you are a singer first, right? And then a songwriter? Or do I have it backwards?
Yeah, I think I'm a singer first and then a songwriter. But, they definitely, I think, both have the position to be up front, because I'm doing them at the same time for me.
Right. So I have joy when I perform, okay? And just hearing that little part of your voice in that song, I thought immediately, this woman is having a blast doing what she's here to do. And you are really enjoying the journey of creating music as well. I find it difficult for me to try to write songs, but it seems to you, what I understand about you is that this is easy. It comes pretty easy for you.
Yeah, it's definitely supernatural for me to write, write and sing. And of course, my collaborators and my other songwriters in the band, like Jorgen Watkins, also definitely is a great asset. But sometimes a great song only takes about 45 minutes to make, and those are the ones you hang on to.
Those are the ones you hang on to. So in putting this album out, I can only imagine how excited you must be. You've got this big event coming up with your band, and they'll be joined with hip-hop artist Nerd D. And the get-together for a Saturday, September 9th, is when it's all happening for the album release show. And it's happening at the Fine Line?
Yep, it's happening at the Fine Line, September 9th. We are super stoked, especially to have Nerdy and, of course, the get-together. Two very powerful bands I really believe in.
So are there still tickets available?
Yes, there are still tickets available. You can find them on the Fine Line website or our website at masonsinmusic.com.
That's exciting. So now that you're putting new music out, when do you start writing all over again? Once you get all the songs in order and you say, yep, this is the album I want, when do you start on the next album?
Oh, it's already started.
See?
I think, as writers, we just don't stop.
You don't stop. I'm amazed at that. Out of all the siblings in my family, we all sing together. About four of them are songwriters. That means okay. Gerlin is the fifth one. I am not a songwriter, right? But I try. I do try. I never tell anybody, but I try. So if there was one artist that is here in town that you love, but you haven't worked with them before, who would it be that you would say, yep, ready for them?
Oh, my. That's a really hard question. Very good question. I think, probably the Petersons. I think they're, I feel like that would be a really great collaboration,
So when is that happening? Tomorrow?
Well, I'll have to get back to you on that.
Well, I love them. I think they are very special. I mean, they're family to us. So I'm so happy that you named Patti Peterson. Have you been to the State Fair to sing?
Yes, we were there at the current State Fair booth on the 24th. And then on the 26th, we were at the CARE 11 State Fair booth. And so we're done for the State Fair now. We're just focusing on the release show.
That's right. This big show is happening. Give us that date and time one more time and where it is.
Yes, September 9th at the Fine Line, and doors are at 7, show is at 8.
Okay, show is at 8 o'clock. So get your tickets. There are still tickets available, correct?
That's right, still tickets available.
Get there and get them. All right, so before I let you go, I was really excited to read that you do like a gospel-infused torch song called Why. Tell me about that.
Yes, Why? It's such a powerful song, I think, on the album. And it's you don't think it's going to go to the soul part that it goes to, but that's the beauty of the song. It starts off with just this kicking drum beat, and then it takes a drastic turn right in the middle of it where you have to really dig deep to get that soul. And that's kind of what I'm all about, is finding the moments where I can implement soul in the music, because that's what it does for me. And Dave, my bass player, was like, oh, we need to slow this part down and really give it some oomph. And that was really kind of his brainchild right there in the middle, just changing the whole vibe of it, turning into something soulful.
Well, you talked a lot about this album, and here's a quote from you. What I love about this album is we really captured the energy and variety in the studio that the fans have come to expect from the live show. That is really important. A lot of singers need to read that and use that, because that's for real. There's no doubt about it for a singer. Singer, band, you get together, you put it together. That is beautiful. I don't care if you put it on a book or a piece of paper. I'm going to keep this quote, because that is exactly what it's like.
It's true, too, because, no matter what you do, when you're at a live show, you really get that impact because the energy is there. And so trying to cross that over into an album version is extremely hard to do. But I think we really did capture it this time to the best that we could.
Well, the best that you could. I've only heard Minnie Ha Ha Mama. Immediately.
You gotta listen to more of it.
Yeah, I gotta listen to the whole thing. Where can people get your merch, your CDs, or however you're doing your music streaming? How do they get all that information? What website?
MaySimpsonMusic.com. Of course, Spotify, iTunes, all that good stuff. But our best place to get it is our website.
And you said MaySimpson.com.
May Simpson Music. So MAE Simpson Music.
Got it. Thank you. Oh, my gosh. Well done. I have never met you, but I'm looking forward to it.
I know. We need to make that happen.
We have got to make that happen. And call those Petersons, honey. They are a blast.
I love it. Thank you so much again.
Take care of yourself. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you.
All right, everyone. That was Mae Simpson. And if you don't know who she is, you got to check her out. Seriously. I mean, she's worked with some big people, and her star is just climbing. It is climbing. So if you get a chance, check it out. Of course, she has a band. I want to make sure that I mention that really quickly. May, of course, is the lead vocals, but Jorgen Mathkins is the acoustic guitar and electric guitar and mandolin on that. David Kellerman, electric bass, and Aaron Silverstein, drums, supporting vocals as well. So many more involved, like Tom Garneau, the engineer. So there's so much more to learn about her. Go online, look her up, and check it out. Check out the music. The big event is coming up. All right, we'll take a break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome back, everyone. It's so great to be back on the radio with you. I do want to mention the website for Mae Simpson again, so you can really get a taste of what her music is like. All you have to do is go to maesimpsonmusic.com. Again, that's Mae, M-A-E, simpsonmusic.com. Well, I have to tell you, I'm excited to tell you a little story about performing at the Minnesota State Fair. It's been a while since I actually sung at the Minnesota State Fair. And so to have the Steels, all of my siblings that are in town, to have us all come together and do two nights, do Saturday afternoon as well as Saturday evening, and Friday, the Friday before, to do the both as well, was so much fun, you guys. And so many of you came forward, stood at the stage, and here we are just looking at you, and you're looking at us and blowing kisses. We had the best time. We really did. And we're so grateful that it mattered to you that we would be there. So we look forward to hearing from you again. We look forward to seeing you out in our audiences. And just know that we want you there. We're not the type of band that is elusive. We want you to know exactly what we're thinking and how much we appreciate what you do. I think Jonathan knows what I mean by that.
You know, right. The thing with music is that you want the artist that you connect with to resonate when you see them up close, when you see them in person. You don't want them to be off on a stage, you're in the nosebleeds, and have that feeling. Even when you're two rows away, you don't want to have the feeling of being out in the nosebleeds. You want to make sure that you have a connection with those artists. And so I as a fan appreciate what y'all bring.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Here's the thing for me, though. Even the biggest stars like Beyonce or, you know, we could go down that whole list. They know that the fans are going to be fans, that they're going to want to touch them and do exactly what they're doing. And some of them faint and they can't wait for the next star to come and join. Right. The challenge for the artist is not knowing whom they can trust. Of course, you have bodyguards and so many others, but you need people. You need some eyes around you 24/7 watching, thinking about it, trying to figure out if this is the way they should go. It's frustrating when you know that you want to perform, that people have sold out the stadiums just for this one person. And then all of a sudden, COVID hits. The band is sick. The background singers and dancers are not doing well. That's a whole nother ball game. And one time, only one time, Jonathan, did I hear someone say, well, they shouldn't have even done the job if they were sick. Now, mind you, the sickness came in a nanosecond.
Right.
They didn't have anything to do with it. They didn't invite it to come. Right. Yet people will say things like that. Well, you should have done this and you should have done that.
Well, I was thinking even more recently of the people that have been the artists that have been accosted by people throwing stuff on the stage at the artist.
Yeah.
And you hear these stories are they're not rampant. They're not widespread. But you hear one after the other after the other. And you just
Why do they do it?
What are people thinking?
Why do they do it?
Some people have said I've heard one where a guy that I think the one that threw his phone at Bebe Rexha said he was doing it just as like a
fun thing,
something fun. Yeah. Like he's like a 22 or 23 year old dumb guy who's like, oh, let's do this for fun. No, it's not fun.
Right.
What are you thinking? So
a lot of people don't know that they have a brain to think with.
Yes. But you're right. When you are up on a stage, there is a huge vulnerability that you have to trust the audience. Now, they can like it or not like it. They can cheer or boo. That's fine. That's their opinion. They can think a show was not the best show. But don't violate the artist's trust by invading their space.
Right, exactly. Now, I will say this. My sister Javita has worked with a group called None Above. Remember, they've been on before. They came in studio. We love them. And it was amazing. They had a chance to get on the stage with Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. And actually perform with her for 15 minutes. Oh, I cannot tell you the joy that gave me. Javita and I both were just celebrating. It was just so awesome. I wasn't able to go. But she was there. Javita was there. And, you know, her father and her mom, Michelle and Ed, if you guys are listening, honestly, I am just so grateful that they had this opportunity. And now they can keep moving up and forward, up and forward, up and forward. Because that was Earth, Wind, and Fire that night, as well as Chaka Khan. Right?
No, that was Boys to Men.
It was Boys to Men. Did they even sing with Boys to Men, did they? I don't think they did. But I love so many of their songs. It never goes old for me. There you go. Got to take a break, you guys. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back, everyone. Thank you so much for sticking and staying with us. I'm your host, Geralyn Steele. The show is called Steele Talkin'. And this hour, we're doing Center Stage. All things arts and entertainment. We really want to make sure that you know about it. Well, someone that I know and have known for so long, he's like family to us. His name is T. Michael Rambo. And you've heard him here on Center Stage before, or even in the interviews during the 4 hours. It's really quite remarkable. What he has accomplished. He's a regional Emmy award winning actor. I don't know why he calls it a regional one, because I remember in the box it says, this is an Emmy award, period. Okay. So I don't know what that is. I know you're being just very generous with yourself. That's what you do. But you are not just a award winning actor. You're a vocalist. You're an arts educator and community organizer. You've made indelible marks, put indelible marks in the Twin Cities, performing principal roles at such theaters as Penumbra, the Guthrie Theater, Ordway Theater, Illusion Theater, Mixed Blood Theater, Park Square Theater, Children's Theater, and Minnesota Opera, to name even a few. Now, nationally and internationally, his stage credits include Carnegie Hall and performances abroad in Africa, Europe, and South America. And we welcome you here. I'm here tonight. How are you, T?
Well, hearing your voice and knowing that I am sharing the microphone with you makes me feel great joy. And I am so pleased to be here with you. You are just all that, a bag of chips and a Dove ball.
Uh-oh, I don't need a chip, baby. I already look like I got chips on my hips. Don't need it. Don't need it.
You are hilarious. Oh, thank you for inviting me to be a part of your program and to share some of the things that are going on here, center stage in the Twin Cities.
Okay, tell us about what's up next for you. There's so much that you are involved in, but what's next?
Well, I have had some great blessings and gifts in celebrating my talents in the area of vocal work. I'll be at Crooners. They're out in Fridley at 6161 Highway 65 out in Fridley. We're doing something called the Birthday Club. And Dan Chouinard and I will be out there together in the Dinsmore Room. And Dan has created and curated this space where every month he invites an artist to come out and sing songs by artists born in the month that we're performing in.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
All the songs that I'll be singing are from artists who were born in September. So I'll be singing songs from George Gershwin the list is really endless. It's really quite a fun idea. Some of the songs are just priceless, and I'm just happy to be able to be out there with Dan. So that's September 9th from 5:30 to 7. So it's an early show. That means you can have a meal with us, an early dinner, be home by the news, and be relaxing in your own boudoir.
Right. Well said.
By the Minnesotans, we love to be home before the news.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know if I can actually say that, but oh my gosh, as you can hear, my voice is hurting tonight. I had a little cold when I was in California for 3.5 weeks, just having a vacation. And you know, it surprises me if you get sick on a vacation. It's like, really? Really?
Right.
That's like the one time we should like pray and then look up and go, okay, I'm looking, I'm waiting for it to happen.
Yeah, I have a funny, a silly anecdote. I was just singing with the San Francisco Pops back in April for an event. My mother lives in Oakland. San Francisco was calling me. They enlisted me to come out and do this project. And these whole 3 years, not one time, I get off the plane, I cough, I hack, I say I should take a test. I go all the way out there to contract COVID.
No.
So here I am in the Bay Area for 6 days, just sitting in an Airbnb trying to get well. So I know the feeling of being somewhere where you really want to be relaxing and enjoying, but you're dealing with symptoms out of your control, you know.
Yeah, it's really tough when that happens, but the bottom line is that we are still on the right side of the dirt. I started off the show tonight with that because so many of us want to complain. And some of us actually have a right to complain. I get it, you guys. I really do. But one thing I have not learned yet, and I'm sure some people say, well, maybe you should learn that. No, I shouldn't. And that is to really go after people and say, hey, you're not doing this right. You're not doing this. You're not the real authentic Gerlin. I've been authentic Gerlin from day one. No Amen. One can say in truth that I'm a different person and when you see me and when you meet me. So the bottom is when we all get together, especially the singers in this town, the actors in this town, you're a part of all of it, to know and see how it all comes together. And there's this love that literally responds to what we are delivering.
That is such a wonderful way of expressing the genuine collegiality and conviviality and the nature of our our community of artists who come together with great respect and admiration. You know, I think about what we're doing at the Dakota and the artists that are going to be joining me there on the 14th of September,
right.
And they're a part of that sort of community, not sort of, but that community that we're just talking about. Tommy Barbarella is going to be on keys, and Tommy, as you, many of your listeners know, was the chief pianist arranger for some of Prince's works.
A lot of Prince's work, yeah.
A lot of his work. And then Sanford Moore from Moore by Fours on piano. And then we have Kevin West on drums and Dave Feely on guitar and Jonathan on bass and Daryl.
Oh, my gosh.
So we've just got great musicians on this gig that's on September 14th at the Dakota at 7 p.m. And that's just going to be really an evening with me, T. Michael, at the Dakota right downtown on 10th and Nicollet.
Don't you love it? Don't you love it?
Yeah, I do. I'm really happy about that.
If someone came to me, this was a question that I asked many times of my family. I have said, who is responsible to tell me when I'm done? The first person I thought would say me would be my mom. But she didn't. Mm-hmm. She didn't say me. And I said, okay, anybody else? You know? Because I want to know who's the one. And all of a sudden, when I was in California, my son reminded me, Mom, you remember that question you asked? Who's responsible to tell you when you're done? He said, I'll be that person.
Come on, Michael.
I know. And I was kind of sensitive about that. I was like, aw. Mm-hmm. And then I started going, wait a minute. What does that mean to you?
Mm-hmm.
What does it truly mean to you? And he really spelled it out for me. So if I have to stop one day, and I hope I don't when it comes to singing, I love it so much. And I know you love it so much.
Mm-hmm.
Who would you go to? Who would you go to? If people said, yeah, you might be done. You might be done, dude.
Well, all I know is that right now I've been so fortunate to realize as I've taken different directions and been more intentional about selecting work that really resonates for me as an artist, I've come to understand that I have positioned myself so I don't have to do what I don't want to do.
That is so true.
That's a change from where it used to be as an artist. And so now I can say no to projects, and no is a full sentence, and I can say no that I won't be accepting that opportunity, but I thank you for thinking of me. And I found some other crafts. Like I'm currently co-authored a book with Rezma Menekem, who's a New York Times best-selling author of a book called My Grandmother's Hands. And he and I have written a companion book to his New York Times bestseller called Stories from My Grandmother's Hands, which is a children's book. It's a companion, and we're currently doing a big GoFundMe because we're going to give 100,000 books to 100,000 black and brown babies so that our children and our libraries can have free copies of our book. And so we are working with the Adda June Foundation. And with their support, we're raising.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Thank you so much for sticking and staying with us. I'm your host, Geralyn Steele. The show is called Steele Talkin', and this hour we're doing Center Stage, all things arts and entertainment. We really want to make sure that you know about it. Well, someone that I know and have known for so long, he's like family to us. His name is T. Michael Rambo, and you've heard him here on Center Stage before, or even in the interviews during the 4 hours. It's really quite remarkable what he has accomplished. He's a regional Emmy Award winning actor. I don't know why he calls it a regional one, because I remember in the box it says, this is an Emmy Award, period. Okay, so I don't know what that is. I know you're being just very generous with yourself. That's what you do. But you are not just a winning, award-winning actor. You're a vocalist. You're an arts educator and community organizer. You've made put indelible marks in the Twin Cities, performing principal roles at such theaters as Penumbra, the Guthrie Theater, Ordway Theater, Illusion Theater, Mixed Blood Theater, Park Square Theater, Children's Theater, and Minnesota Opera, to name even a few. Now, nationally and internationally, his stage credits include Carnegie Hall and performances abroad in Africa, Europe, and South America. And we welcome him here tonight. How are you, T?
Well, hearing your voice and knowing that I am sharing the microphone with you makes me feel great joy, and I am so pleased to be here with you. You are just all that, a bag of chips and a Dove bar.
Uh-oh, I don't need a chip, baby. I already look like I got chips on my hips. Don't need it. Don't need it.
You are hilarious. Oh, thank you for inviting me to be a part of your program and to share some of the things that are going on here, Center Stage in the Twin Cities.
Okay, tell us about what's up next for you. There's so much that you are involved in, but what's next?
Well, I have had some great blessings and gifts in celebrating my talents in the area of vocal work. I'll be at Crooners. They're out in Fridley at 6161 Highway 65 out in Fridley. We're doing something called the Birthday Club. And Dan Chenard and I will be out there together in the Dinsmore Room. And Dan has created and curated this space where every month he invites an artist to come out and sing songs by artists born in the month that we're performing in.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
All the songs that I'll be singing are from artists who were born in September. So I'll be singing songs from George Gershwin the list is really endless. It's really quite a fun idea. Some of the songs are just priceless, and I'm just happy to be able to be out there with Dan. So that's September 9th from 5:30 to 7. So it's an early show. That means you can have a meal with us, an early dinner, be home by the news, and be relaxing in your own boudoir.
Right. Well said.
Minnesotans, we love to be home before the news.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know if I can actually say that, but oh my gosh, as you can hear, my voice is hurting tonight. I had a little cold when I was in California for 3.5 weeks, just having a vacation. And you know, it surprises me if you get sick on a vacation. It's like, really? Really?
Right.
That's like the one time we should like pray and then look up and go, okay, I'm looking, I'm waiting for it to happen.
Yeah, I have a funny, a silly anecdote. I was just singing with the San Francisco Pops back in April for an event. My mother lives in Oakland. San Francisco was calling me. They enlisted me to come out and do this project. And these whole 3 years, not one time I get off the plane, I cough, I hack, I say I should take a test. I go all the way out there to contract COVID.
No.
So here I am in the Bay Area for 6 days, just sitting in an Airbnb, trying to get well. So I know the feeling of being somewhere where you really want to be relaxing and enjoying, but you're dealing with symptoms out of your control, you know.
Yeah, it's really tough when that happens, but the bottom line is that we are still on the right side of the dirt. I started off the show tonight with that because so many of us want to complain, and some of us actually have a right to complain. I get it, you guys. I really do. But one thing I have not learned yet, and I'm sure some people say, well, maybe you should learn that. No, I shouldn't. And that is to really go after people and say, hey, you're not doing this right. You're not doing this. You're not the real authentic Gerilyn. I've been authentic Gerilyn from day one. No Amen. One can say in truth that I'm a different person in when you see me and when you meet me. So the bottom is, when we all get together, especially the singers in this town, the actors in this town, you're a part of all of it, to know and see how it all comes together. And there's this love that literally responds to what we are delivering.
That is such a wonderful way of expressing the genuine collegiality and conviviality and the nature of our community of artists who come together with great respect and admiration. You know, I think about what we're doing at the Dakota and the artists that are going to be joining me there on the 14th of September.
Right.
And they're a part of that sort of community, not sort of, but that community that we're just talking about. Tommy Barbarella is going to be on keys. And Tommy, as you, many of your listeners know, was the chief pianist arranger for some of Prince's works.
A lot of Prince's work,
A lot of his work. And then Sanford Moore from Moore by Fours on piano. And then we have Kevin West on drums and Dave Feely on guitar and Jonathan on bass and Daryl.
Oh, my gosh.
So we've just got great musicians on this gig that's on September 14th at the Dakota at 7 p.m. And that's just going to be really an evening with me, T. Michael, at the Dakota right downtown on 10th and Nicollet.
Don't you love it? Don't you love it?
Yeah, I do. I'm really happy about that.
If someone came to me, this was a question that I asked many times of my family. I have said, who is responsible to tell me when I'm done? The first person I thought would say me would be my mom. But she didn't. Mm-hmm. She didn't say me. And I said, okay, anybody else? You know? Because I want to know who's the one. And all of a sudden, when I was in California, my son reminded me, Mom, you remember that question you asked? Who's responsible to tell you when you're done? He said, I'll be that person.
Come on, no, Michael.
I know. And I was kind of sensitive about that. I was like, aw. Mm-hmm. And then I started going, wait a minute. What does that mean to you?
Mm-hmm.
What does it truly mean to you? And he really spelled it out for me. So if I have to stop one day, and I hope I don't when it comes to singing, I love it so much. And I know you love it so much.
Mm-hmm.
Who would you go to? Who would you go to? If people said, yeah, you might be done. You might be done, dude.
Well, all I know is that right now I've been so fortunate to realize, as I've taken different directions and been more intentional about selecting work that really resonates for me as an artist, I've come to understand that I have positioned myself so I don't have to do what I don't want to do.
That is so true.
That's a change from where it used to be as an artist. And so now I can say no to projects, and no is a full sentence, and I can say no that I won't be accepting that opportunity, but I thank you for thinking of me. And I found some other crafts. Like I'm currently co-authored a book with Rezma Menekem, who's a New York Times best-selling author of a book called My Grandmother's Hands. And he and I have written the companion book to his New York Times bestseller called Stories from My Grandmother's Hands, which is a children's book. It's a companion, and we're currently doing a big GoFundMe because we're going to give 100,000 books to 100,000 black and brown babies so that our children and our libraries can have free copies of our book. And so we're working with the Adda June Foundation. And with their support, we're raising $100,000, a dollar a book, to print out so that libraries and children can take home a book and have something to tactily touch and read and not have to scroll left or right, but just to really be immersed in language and art and print, you know, and artwork. Leroy Campbell did the art. Resmaa Minnikin and myself have written the book, and so we're really very happy about that. Happy that it'll be out in October.
You should be, especially at a time when they are banning books.
Oh, right.
I mean, this is the perfect time for you to come out. So I want to make sure I have this title. Can you repeat that again? Is it Stories from My Grandmother's Hands?
From My Grandmother's Hands.
Ah, such a beautiful title.
And for people who may be familiar with the book, My Grandmother's Hands, then they'll just think of Stories from My Grandmother's Hands. Like, here's one passage from it. My grandmother's hands are big like sunrise, with fingers thick and coarse like the cornrows braided in her silver gray hair. My grandmother's hands picked cotton. My grandmother's hands cook collard greens, macaroni and cheese, fried chicken, and make pitchers of fresh squeezed lemonade. My grandmother's hands sure could cook. Then it goes on with these sort of sections that really reflect what children and what communities have received from these incredible hands that our grandmothers have provided for us.
That's beautiful. I've got to get a copy when you're ready.
I've got to
get a copy, you know?
Absolutely.
Just beautiful, T. Really beautiful. Can you stick with me? I'd love to talk more with you.
Oh, yeah, I absolutely will. I'm here until you want me to go home.
All right. We'll be back in a moment. My goodness, how the time is flying. It is now 9:50. And as we wrap up this evening with T. Michael Rambo, if you don't know his work, I promise you it is well worth getting out to see him. He is quite remarkable. He has done so much in his life. He's had great mentors in his family, incredible people in your family that have really buoyed you during the hard times, good times. Those are always challenges. But we can move forward with a challenge if family is involved to support.
So true.
And I just love how your family loves on you. And I love how you love on all of us that we call you family here. I mean, so many of us call you family. It's like, oh, yeah, aren't you like Candace so-and-so, so-and-so? I'm like, no, I'm not his color. So nobody's going to get that mixed up with me. But Javita, different story.
You better stop it.
So you've got these two big events coming up. Let's make sure we reiterate so people know.
I'll be happy to share with people. Please, if, for all of those who are listening, I am offering you a genuine, heartfelt invitation to join me on Saturday, this upcoming Saturday, September 9th, at Crooner's from 5:30 to 7 for the Birthday Club with Dan Chouinard. We'll be in the Dunsmore Room at Crooner's in Fridley, 6161 Highway 65. And if you want to look up the website, it's croonersmn.com. Let's put that MN on there because there's another Crooner's out there. So croonersmn.com. Don't forget that. And then also on the 14th, the big day for me, because I have not really, I don't know, Gerald, if you know this, but I so often find myself at the Dakota with many of my friends and other singers and artists and things. But this will be the first time I've taken the stage just by myself in over a decade for sure. So this is a special night for me. I have family coming in. That's September 14th. It's a Thursday night, the 14th at 7 p.m. at the Dakota. They're at 1010 10th Street on the corner of 10th and Nicollet, and their website is dakotacooks.com for more information about that performance on the 14th at the Dakota at 7. We have Sanford Moore, Tommy Barbarella, Kevin Washington, Daryl Boudreau, Johanna, David Feely, and, oh, we can't forget Peter Virx. Peter Virx as well. So we've got a great team of people on deck for that evening with T. Michael at the Dakota on the 14th.
Well, I tell you, as we wrap up this last hour, having you join us tonight has been wonderful. And I'm just curious to know if there has been a time in your recent life, right, where you did not see that you were going up as much as you were. Maybe you were isolated, or maybe you felt like it was only you in a moment. But you have so much family and friends and people in this industry in the Twin Cities. We gather around each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just curious to know, do you ever sit back and go, wow, look at this? Or do you ever say, if that's one thing missing?
No, you know, I have been so aware and keenly aware of the fact that 35 winters ago, I arrived in Minnesota, unbeknownst to me, with a very severe drug addiction. I went through a treatment program for 6 months. I ended up homeless on the streets of downtown St. Paul and went through Dorothy Day and Mary Hall and a host of different spaces to find my greater yet to be, which found me. That was my art form of theater and song and community organizing. And I went from a small room on the second floor of Mary Hall to a efficiency to a full apartment. And now I own my own home. And I say all those things in that way to say that I have such gratitude. And I have moments of feeling alone, but never lonely. You know, and I have that because there are so many people who pour into me and have give me spaces to hold space with them and to recognize that when I'm feeling at my least, they find me in ways to lift me up so that I can achieve once again my best. So I'm very fortunate. And while so many of us during COVID experienced that sense of disconnect and detachment and isolation, I too experienced some of that. And but I was so eager to get with other artists, create art form online and streaming plays and readings. And, you know, so we of the African diaspora and so many indigenous people have a long history of creating in moments where there seems to be little or less or none. And so I've really been able to enlist my ancestors to keep me strong and keep me buoyant through the hard and through the good times.
We are blessed if we have someone by our side. There's no doubt about it. What a pleasure to have you on tonight. Again, I want to mention this is happening September 9th at, I want to make sure I have it right, Crooners in the Dunsmore Room. Starts at 5:30, ends at 7 p.m. Also, September 14th, where you will be at the Dakota. It starts at 7 p.m. Don't miss T. Michael Rambo. He's quite exceptional. What a pleasure, sir. Take care of yourself.
Thank you. You too. You take. I want you to have a vocal rest day tomorrow. No time.
I shall. I promise you I will. I'm not sick at all. It just went away. You take care of yourself, okay?
One love. Take care. Bye love. Now.
Oh, my goodness. It's been a pleasure, everyone. Thank you for sticking and staying with us. Thank you for those who sent us texts. You can always text us or call in on a Sunday night. And I'm so look forward to our time together next Sunday. So we'll keep this going for as long as we can. And we will not take advantage ever of you. Never. Because what we're trying to do is really important. Stay safe and just know that you are loved. Good night, everyone. My goodness, how the time is flying. It is now 9:50. And as we wrap up this evening with T. Michael Rambo, if you don't know his work, I promise you it is well worth getting out to see him. He is quite remarkable. He has done so much in his life. He's had great mentors in his family, incredible people in your family that have really buoyed you during the hard times, good times. Those are always challenges, but we can move forward with a challenge if family is involved to support.
So true.
And I just love how your family loves on you, and I love how you love on all of us that we call you family here. I mean, so many of us call you family. It's like, oh, yeah, aren't you like kin to so-and-so, so-and-so? I'm like, no, I'm not his color. So nobody's going to get that mixed up with me. But Javita, different story.
You better stop it.
So you've got these two big events coming up. Let's make sure we reiterate so people know.
I'll be happy to share with people. Please, if, for all of those who are listening, I am offering you a genuine, heartfelt invitation to join me on Saturday, this upcoming Saturday, September 9th, at Crooners from 5:30 to 7 for the Birthday Club with Dan Chouinard. We'll be in the Dunsmore Room at Crooners in Fridley, 6161 Highway 65. And if you want to look up the website, it's croonersmn.com. Crooners.com. Let's put that MN on there because there's another Crooners out there. So CroonersMN.com. Don't forget that. And then also on the 14th, the big day for me, because I have not really, I don't know, Gerald, if you know this, but I so often find myself at the Dakota with many of my friends and other singers and artists and things. But this will be the first time I've taken the stage just by myself in over almost 2 decades, but over a decade for sure. So this is a special night for me. I have family coming in. That's September 14th. It's a Thursday night, the 14th at 7 p.m. at the Dakota. They're at 1010 10th Street on the corner of 10th and Nicollet. And their website is DakotaCooks.com for more information about that performance on the 14th at the Dakota at 7. We have Sanford Moore, Tommy Barbarella, Kevin Washington, Daryl Boudreau, Johanna, David Feely, and, oh, we can't forget Peter Virks.
Oh,
so
my
we have
goodness.
Peter Virks as well. So we've got a great team of people on deck for that evening with T. Michael at the Dakota on the 14th.
Well, I tell you, as we wrap up this last hour, having you join us tonight has been wonderful. And I'm just curious to know if there has been a time in your recent life, right, where you did not see that you were going up as much as you were. Maybe you were isolated, or maybe you felt like it was only you in a moment. But you have so much family and friends and people in this industry in the Twin Cities. We gather around each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just curious to know, do you ever sit back and go, wow, look at this? Or do you ever say, if that's one thing missing?
No, you know, I have been so aware and keenly aware of the fact that 35 winters ago, I arrived in Minnesota. Unbeknownst to me, with a very severe drug addiction. I went through a treatment program for 6 months. I ended up homeless on the streets of downtown St. Paul and went through Dorothy Day and Mary Hall and a host of different spaces to find my greater yet to be, which found me. That was my art form of theater and song and community organizing. And I went from a small room on the second floor of Mary Hall to a efficiency to a full apartment. And now I own my own home. And I say all those things in that way to say that I have such gratitude. And I have moments of feeling alone, but never lonely, you know. And I have that because there are so many people who pour into me and have give me spaces to hold space with them and to recognize that when I'm feeling at my least, they find me in ways to lift me up so that I can achieve once again my best. So I'm very fortunate. And while so many of us during COVID experienced that sense of disconnect and detachment and isolation, I too experienced some of that. But I was so eager to get with other artists, create art form online and streaming plays and readings. And, you know, so we of the African diaspora and so many indigenous people have a long history of creating in moments where there seems to be little or less or none. And so I've really been able to enlist my ancestors to keep me strong and keep me buoyant through the hard and through the good times.
We are blessed if we have someone by our side. There's no doubt about it. What a pleasure to have you on tonight. Again, I want to mention this is happening September 9th at, I want to make sure I have it right, Crooners in the Dunsmore Room.
Mm-hmm.
Starts at 5:30, ends at 7 p.m. Also, September 14th, where you will be at the Dakota. It starts at 7 p.m. Don't miss T. Michael Rambo. He's quite exceptional. What a pleasure, sir. Take care of yourself.
Thank you. You too. I want you to have a vocal rest day tomorrow. No time.
I shall. I promise you I will. I'm not sick at all. It just went away. You take care of yourself, okay?
One love. Take care.
Bye
now.
Love. Oh, my goodness. It's been a pleasure, everyone. Thank you for sticking and staying with us. Thank you for those who sent us texts. You can always text us or call in on a Sunday night. And I'm so look forward to our time together next Sunday. So we'll keep this going for as long as we can. And we will not take advantage ever of you. Never. Because what we're trying to do is really important. Stay safe. And just know that you're loved. Good night, everyone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.